You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hot Take BS, we bring you bets, we bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it, please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. What do you got?
How many times has Diana Rossini going to tweet something interesting?
What does she have? I haven't seen this. I need to turn notifications on for her, I guess.
49ers have had conversations about trading Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel to move up in the first round.
Wow, so the Ayuk thing is not new. The Debo part
right,
of that is extremely new.
The Ayuk thing has been everywhere for a long time, obviously. Debo, that was always floated by anonymous, silly Twitter accounts, and you're always kind of like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's going to happen. I don't know.
Including one picking in the top 10 is part of that tweet, right?
Right. So I had the underdog notification first, and I just got her notification because my phone was slow. So this is Diana Rossini. The 49ers have had conversations with teams, including with one picking in the top 10, Chicago, about trading either of their prized wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, in an effort to move up in the first round per sources. Doesn't have to be Chicago. Just we know that they're on the front end of that. Trying. New England has also been a team long rumored to be interested in Ayuk, for sure. I mean, who wouldn't want to be interested in either of these players? They're both tremendous receivers. So just adds another interesting wrinkle. Like maybe we get a big player trade in addition to a bunch of teams moving around for quarterbacks. It'd be fun.
Trying to think of, okay, let's just say this happens. San Francisco trades one of their receivers, a really good wideout. Are they going to replace that player with another receiver, like on a rookie contract?
Right, is that the idea? Right.
Like, what's it for? Like, what are they going up to get?
And I think people probably can intuitively figure this out, but sometimes it's not always true. The Niners pick 31st in the first round. So they have the second to last pick of the first round. Kansas City has the last pick of the first round.
So it's 31. So let's say they're trading up to 9. It's 31. It's Debo Samuel or Ayuk and like next year's first round pick and like a future too, like to go up from 31 to like 8 or something.
I speculate about who it's for, you know, it's one, maybe they're really like one of the three receivers.
Can I say something really, really crazy?
J.J. McCarthy.
I got told, I think I even like alluded to this on the air, it didn't happen, Cousins signed with Atlanta, that the Niners were like very interested in signing Kirk Cousins to be their quarterback. And then Brock Purdy would obviously no longer be the quarterback at that point, or like would be on the roster or whatever, or trade him, whatever. Is there any chance that it's for a quarterback?
Can you imagine? Yes, I can. I mean, it would have to be the first time in history that a team has been like dissatisfied with a quarterback that was number one in every single category advanced passing wise last year. Be like, well, we hate this guy. He sucks. Yeah, you always said that about the Cousins thing. And I was always like, it's just so funny. The Niners are really interesting. Okay. Well, I guess the fun thing here is, it's a really fun rumor, and now you just hope something happens because it's really fun. From a betting standpoint, like, again, I guess, like, what this would just emphasize to me, And look, like we're doing this live, so you try to like kind of put the pieces together in your head. It just again confirms like the approach here, I think, from a betting standpoint, none of us have the information, right? So it's we're gonna get past that part. Yes, the ideal thing would be know who the pick is and bet it. We're past that. Nobody's got that. So past that, you try to kind of put the puzzle pieces together a little bit and you say, okay, it just seems again, and I've said this twice already in the show, there are picks for sale all over the top 10. We know 3, 4, 5, 6 wants to move to 3, and then maybe if 3 moves to 6, they move down again or they do something else. 7, we haven't really heard anything about. Would it surprise anyone? I don't know. 8, we've heard about. 9, we've heard about. 10, we've heard about trading up for an offensive player. Okay, so like big prices in slots where they maybe don't make sense if the team makes the pick, but none of those teams might be making that pick. None of them. So just like, here's another wrinkle where it's like Niners want to go to like put him in any slot. Like, okay, like what's like Neighbors and Adunze's longest price in the top 10 to go in a spot? Any of them. Like, what's that? What's like Joe Alt's craziest price to go in a random spot? What's like, just because if the teams end up moving around that way, right? What's like, Bowers' craziest spot to play, craziest place to go in a spot. Like, what's Bowers to go like 8 and 9 and like those kind of weird things? 9's gonna be bet a lot now because of the Rams Bears thing. But like, you just get the idea of an approach with an approach that it doesn't really. It's the approach of I don't have the information, but no one else does either. And there's so much volatility that it's big prices tied to all these things where it's like. Yeah, like the assumption is like Atlanta's making 8 and Chicago's making 9 and the Jets are making 10. And even though the Titans are making 7, cool, they're not talking. That doesn't mean they're picking. Chargers, Cardinals, like again, just put them all in a blender. And again, you could get kind of like a wacky 4 through 10 here.
Just thinking like as you're talking about this Niners Rams thing, I mean that th it could be that. So I'm sure the Niners kind of know who the Rams want, right?
Definitely.
Okay. It
I
ha
would
okay.
guess. I can't say definitely. It would just, it, yes. Like, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Probably. Okay, so I think it almost not definitely, but ha almost has to be a receiver because the Niners have Kittle. Because if San Francisco is like, okay, great, the Rams want to go get Bowers, like we would never draft him because we have George Kittle. Maybe this is San Francisco knows I'm making this up. The Rams want Rome Odunze, and the Niners are like, no, we want him. And now there's like a bidding war between those two teams getting into the top 10.
And honestly, and I know this will sound crazy because of like where he's mocked in the draft position. Okay, like let's play this. I know you're about to do your mock. Let's play this out a little bit. Or maybe we're not about to do your mock because I hope these things keep coming out because they're so interesting. All right, Caleb
We should like Venmo
in.
Diana Rossini some money for today's show. She's like
Oh,
killing
God
it.
bless you, Diana Rossini. You were a very nice person to me when I worked at ESPN also. Caleb Daniels. This
Writing
is
this
not
down.
like Ken's mock. I'm just, yeah. Caleb Daniels.
Okay. Yep.
Giants to 3, Drake May.
Which, by the way, is like what I have in like one. I did two a couple the two different mocks. Okay, so Giants
Right.
May. Yep.
I'm just playing out a permutation. This is not what I think will happen, but it is definitely very possible. Not it's even likely, I would say. We know the Giants want to go to 3. It's just when after Jaden Daniels goes second, when the Patriots pick up the phone, do they say yes or no? That's what the market is. So, and if they say no and they make the pick, is it McCarthy? If they say yes and the Giants move up, we know it's Drake May. Like that's been rumored by so many people. It is the most likely thing. Okay, so Caleb Daniels, Giants to 3 for May. Harrison 5 is just like I don't know who to put here to make this happen. I could put 10 different players here. Offensive lineman, just like to
And
just to do it. That's why. And Harrison's already off the
to
board
Chargers.
to Chargers. Harrison's already off the
Okay.
board. Patriots moved back from 3 to 6. They get McCarthy who they want.
Okay.
Latham or Alt Titans.
So OL.
Turner.
Okay, Turner, Atlanta.
Neighbors is on the board at 9.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why can't it be neighbors? Who everyone says might be legendary.
And by the way, and so is Odunze.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Odunze is the one where it's easy to get there. I'm saying, like, I got to neighbors pretty easily there. Now, the Chargers are the weird one where, like, if Harrison goes fourth and teams had neighbors ahead of him anyway, would you jump somebody to get neighbors at five if the Chargers wanted to do it? But, like, that's only one team where that's kind of in play. You could also say, to be fair, hey, if every pick in the back half of the top 10 is for sale, anybody could go up to get neighbors in any spot. And my rebuttal is, yes, I think that's what's happening with the Rams and with the Niners and with these other teams. Like, wait, who's going where? We can get Malik Nabers or we can get Rome Odunze. Like, that's a very realistic mock, and Nabers is available at 9 in that mock draft because the Giants get like McCarthy's, a trade for McCarthy where somebody does end up taking him allows that to happen. That's what allows that to happen.
So, like, okay. Chicago at 9.
Right.
The offer is like Brandon Ayuk and 31 for 9.
I don't know about like the chart and how this is supposed to go. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, I don't even like, I don't even, I also don't know is like the salary cap ramification.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Isn't Ayuk awesome? Like, am I wrong about this?
Yes, that's probably enough. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but look, I mean, you do that in. And you have Caleb Williams, and now it's DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, that's ridiculous. If that's what it is, if that's what happens, that's insane.
It's a lot better. Put it that way. Yeah, it's really good.
Or do you just stamp out, and then it's DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers? You know, and that on a rookie deal. I don't know.
So just like Nick Costos speculation, like. The Rams are trying to move into the top 10. In your power ranking of who they're moving into the top 10 to, who is in the number one spot?
I guess. Well, now with the San Francisco news, I was going to say Bowers, but now I think it's like Nabers or Odunze.
I agree. I think there's a way Nabers gets there. He doesn't have to get there. The Giants can just pick him. But
let's ask a different question. What's San Francisco going up to get with the knowledge that they are dangling one of their receivers in the deal?
I desperately want to say J.J. McCarthy. But it's not. Or probably not. Just because McCarthy's like the guy that gets floated in every single trade for everybody.
But why can't it be like Drake May?
Yeah. Okay, so again, like, and here's how
would
here's
anyone
how it would be Drake
really
May, right?
be shocked? Like, would people? I guess it would
trade,
be a stunner,
trade with
right?
the Patriots for the third overall pick.
Yeah, like do it again. Like, and Purdy right. just took you to the Super, like went to overtime in the Super Bowl.
Against lost. Mahomes.
But like, to be fair, like the lost.
Yeah, like, I'm just, how do you criticize someone for that? Yeah, you know when you went to the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes, went to overtime and lost? You suck.
but they tried to sign Tom Brady last year.
Yeah, they definitely did.
And I, for what it's worth, like, I never came on the show and said, like, I'm reporting this. Just saying that, like, I believe the cousin stuff that was out there. I believe that they were interested. I believe that. And I can't prove it, so people can say, like, well, who cares what you think? Great. That's fine. I'm just saying. I have no reason to lie about anything.
Listen to the show, you probably care what we think a little bit, right? The tug of war on Brack Bauer's draft position continues. Now more likely under 11.5 than over 11.5 by a little bit. It keeps bouncing back and forth. Probably some disagreement about that. I think the stuff that's really interesting, too, is the Knicks and Penix stuff. Where, again, like, tug of war on, like, every time Bo Nix gets bet over under 32.5 in any kind of way, it gets played back to the middle again. That's really interesting. McCarthy has been bet over now 5.5 a little bit more. Just for people to have some idea, too, like, it doesn't take a lot for this to happen. The limit, I think it actually might be up even more. It was to win 1,000 the last time I checked. And, like, one limit bet on the auto move rule. We'll kick it around a little bit. Depends on what the price is, what it moves to. But let's say you're minus 110 each way or minus 115, 120, whatever. Like, 12 cents, 8 cents, something like that. You put in a limit bet. So it doesn't take a lot to make it happen. But I just think that stuff's really interesting. Like, the people who have skin in the game and can bet that amount, those of us who, like, have accounts to bet that stuff, like, what are they doing? What are they up to with this? I always think that stuff's interesting, too.
Anything else happening in the market right now of any note?
This resembles last year only in this way, where this was the deadest time in the market.
I have a pit in my stomach right now, man, thinking about like what like this next like hour and 40 minutes is going to be.
But I would just say like I don't have a pit in my stomach just because like we're not on the line here, really.
Oh, pit in my stomach was bad. I'm excited. Like I'm anxious and nervous
really
about
excited.
It in a good way.
I love this. I think this.
Yes.
I think the speculation.
Pit in stomach was not a good
solving.
Way of describing yeah. how I feel. Like I think this is like I'm like so excited for this.
Yeah. Like it's always better to just know the answer. But like that's the answer is unknowable. Three on, which you see in the betting market too. Because again, like even if you knew who a team liked, and New England would be the first team where that would be true. Even if you know who like the first pick that we don't know, if you think Daniels is going second, he's minus 1,000. The first pick that we don't know is 3. Even if you knew who they liked, you could bet it. There is no certainty that you will win money because there is a chance of a trade. And that's true with the first pick that we don't know. And it's true basically every pick in the top 10 from that point on. So that's part of why you see in the betting market what you see. It's really quiet. To be fair, Daniels also isn't minus 50,000 yet, but you know, I don't expect that for at least another like hour and a half probably as we get closer to 7 o'clock. And when that starts, then the funny thing is when that starts, does 3 start moving or do you have to wait again? What the phone has to ring after Daniels gets drafted for that to be true.
Oh my God. Man your battle stations. All right. Mock draft coming up next. Nick and Ken on draft day.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.